Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Omud Beis from the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, still doing Simen Shin Yud Ches, and we're at the very top line with Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, Mutter Liten Kiton Shomayim, you're allowed to take a container of water, Shoshar Mashkim, or any other beverage for that matter, and you want to place it now inside a Klisheni Sheyesh Bo Mayim Chamim. That is permissible. So, for example, you have a baby's bottle that has milk inside of it, and it's cold, and you want to warm it up a little bit on Shabbos. So you put it inside a kli sheni that has hot water. Absolutely permissible to do so. But, avo b'chli rishon, but to put that water bottle, even though it's insulated, it's not going to touch the actual water. The sides of the bottle will, but the water inside will not touch it. But to put that into a kli rishon, even not on the fire, that's not allowed. In the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskil, avo b'chli rishon asur, Chafetz Chaim tells us, Nira, Shematzoninim, Shibachli, Elyo, Merubim, Kokach, Shevshor, Shishbashel, Shari. If you're putting in such a large bottle over here, let's say you take a gallon container, and you're putting it into a small klisheni, that in under no circumstances will that be able to heat up all the water inside that gallon container. By the time it starts to begin to heat it up, it itself is going to be cooled off, so there's no way it can ever reach out. So lettuce boat, that's perfectly permissible. And the Chafetz Chaim says, the logara hecha demasikli mehecha shenasar v'mamish, you'd be allowed to pour that water in directly. You could pour the enlarged gallon contents directly into the klisheni because it will overwhelm it, as long as we said you poured it in all at once. So certainly, if you have it inside a container, that's not going to make it worse. And he says this is based upon the Gemara that we've already discussed previously. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Peivav adds over here, and he says, "Af demayim bovad below kli gamkin mutar la'ori b'soch kli sheni v'chanal b'sif beis." Even though we learned before that you're even allowed to pour water directly into the kli sheni, why does he tell us over here ayidei kli? Nakat ayidei kli over here. Why do we have it in a bottle? You could have just said you poured the milk directly into it; that would be allowed. So he's telling us over here ayidei kli mishum seifa. That's for the next thing that we learn over here le'ashminan the b'chli rishon. That which we said you can't do this in a kli rishon. Afil ayidei havsokas kli zoser. So you certainly can't pour the plain water, let's say, into hot water in the kli rishon. But you wouldn't even be allowed to do this if it's in a bottle over here in a kli rishon. That's the chiddush over here. The kli sheni, you could pour it directly into the kli sheni. You don't even need the bottle. But for the kli rishon, and he's telling us that the bottle doesn't help. Sivkot and Pezayin b'chlisheni, klisheni mikre kishe'iru min klirishon shiritichu hachamin b'socho l'soch klizeh. So he's telling us now what we've described already previously many times, that the klirishon is the utensil that was on the fire. When you take it off the fire, it's now a klirishon that's off the fire. You pour from that klirishon into another utensil. That other utensil now is called a klisheni. That's what the Mishneh Berurah is telling us over here. And this is permissible in our case that we described, even if it's hot enough that it's above the temperature of Yatsu Letisbo. But if you were to put something like a ladle and keep it inside a klirishon for a while, so yeshomim the dino klirishon, then it would have the status of a klirishon itself. We wouldn't say it's a klisheni. And especially a befrat in masha klireka mesocho at shemala resicha. And certainly, as I just said, if you leave the ladle, for example, inside there for a while, so it itself becomes so hot, vada mikra klirishon, then it's not called a klisheni. If you leave the ladle inside, sometimes people will leave the ladle inside a pot, it's no longer a klisheni. That ladle, when you take it out from there, is still a klirishon. Now, the issue, footnote number 96, brings down a thermos. What's that status? So the Chazon Ish brings down that that's called a klisheni. And there's also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. The issue foot number 97 brings down, there is some machlokis over here about the ladle that you're putting in, whether that really has a status of a klisheni or that has a status of a kli rishon. He brings down opinions that say you should be machmer and always assume it's a kli rishon, and that is when it's a suffix deraisa over here. So when you're talking about is it a kli rishon or klisheni and it's mevashel, so then you should be machmer and say it's a kli rishon and it could be mevashel. But when you're dealing over here with whether it's a klisheni or a kli shlishi, so then you might be able to be makel in this situation. The Chazon Ish adds that if it was on the fire when you put the ladle into it, then it definitely becomes a kli rishon. It's not a klisheni because it will actually pick up the heat from the fire. But he holds that if it's off the fire, then it's a klisheni, unless you keep it in there for a very long period of time. And certainly, if you only insert it there for a very short period of time and then you take it right out, sort of a Yashiv Zatzal points out in that situation that it's definitely not considered a Kli Rishon then. Now we go to Sif Yud Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Mutu Liten Kiton Shomayim O Shar Mashkim. You're allowed to take this jug of water, this container of water, or any other beverage, and put it near the fire. Kineged O'esh Lohofik Tzinoson. You can put it near the fire in order to minimize somewhat its coldness in order to make it more of a lukewarm temperature. The Chafetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschu, Lahafik Tzinosin says, and he says, Afilu kidei lahavshir namimut, even if you want to make it lukewarm, that's permissible, as long as you don't make it in a point where it could reach Yatzo lettuce bow, then it's allowed. But as long as it can never reach Yatzo lettuce bow, but it's going to be warm, lukewarm, that's allowed. The Mechaber continues and he says, Ubovad, but you have to be very careful. Sheyit name Rochuk Me'esh. When you're saying putting it near the fire, it has to be far enough away from the fire. Be'inyan she'enu yochol l'schamim ba'oso mokom achete yatzo lettuce. It can never reach in the place that you're putting it, yatzo lettuce, then it's called far enough away from the fire. But if it could reach yatzo lettuce bow, even though right now it's not, you're not allowed to leave it there. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Peches explains over here, Hainu Shafilu im yamdu shom hamayim v'amashkin zman merubi, even if you'd leave it there for a long period of time, lo yischan mukol kach, it will never reach the point of yatzo lettuce bow, that's called far enough away from the fire. But otherwise, it's too close to the fire, then it could reach yatzo lettuce bow, even though you're taking it away before it reaches yatzo lettuce bow, it's not allowed. How much is yatzo lettuce bow? So the Ramah over here finally tells us, Pirush, mischamemes v'nichves. It means that it's hot enough that you could burn yourself if you would leave your hand there for a long period of time. Now, the Hainu, the Mechaber continues, mekom shekreso sholtinok nichves bo. This is talking about the belly of a baby whose stomach would burn at that temperature. Now, that's not the same temperature that your hands would burn at. So this is the temperature for yatzo lettuce bow. So what exactly is that temperature? So the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Peites tells us, you can't figure this out with your hand because sometimes your hand would burn more quickly and sometimes it would not burn so quickly. Sometimes it would burn with just a little bit, and sometimes it won't burn. So exactly how much is this temperature? So the issue foot number 99 goes through in great detail many, many of the different shitos dealing with how much is yatzo lettuce bow. Bekitzur nimrutz, in short, he brings down opinions basically that go anywhere from 40 degrees to over 50 degrees Celsius. Now 40 degrees Celsius is 104 Fahrenheit. So you're basically talking about the lowest level for yatzo lettuce bow being about 104 degrees, going up even much higher according to some opinions. You can see in this footnote, the issue for number 99, all of these opinions inside yourself. We won't have time to go through them. He also has towards the end, what is the amount that's considered that it's cooked? So he goes again somewhere from 71 degrees centigrade all the way up to 80 degrees centigrade. That is called definitely bishel. So if something has been at that temperature, you can say that it definitely has been in this bashel. And that has tremendous nafkamina in saying ein bishel achar bishel. So it is considered already definitely cooked if it's reached that temperature. Again, practically speaking, this is the temperature of yatzo lettuce bow that we're talking about, where a person cannot leave his hand there for a long period of time. He will withdraw his hand because of the heat, but it will not burn his hand at that temperature. But the baby's stomach, it would burn a baby's stomach at that temperature. So the Mechaber taught us over here that when you're putting something near the fire, it can't be in a place where it will reach yatzo lettuce bow. Aval also lekarvo, the Mechaber continues, elo eish lemokum shiyocho lischamim shetei hayatzo lettuce bow. But you can't put it so close to the fire that it could reach that temperature. And even if you want to put it there just for a minute or two, let's say, so it will heat up the water, but it won't get to the yatzo lettuce bow, and then you'll take it away. You're not allowed to do that. If it has the potential to reach yatzo lettuce bow, if you'd leave it there. Since if you would leave it there and forget it over there, which is our concern, it would reach yatzo lettuce bow, and therefore you can't put it in a place where it has the potential to reach yatzo lettuce bow. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Sadi explains, we're going to concern ourselves over here that you're going to forget it and leave it over there. The issue foot number 100 brings down, you're talking about a solid food that was cooked previously and now it's cooled off. You're not allowed to go and put it near the fire. Even though you're going to go and take it away before it reaches that point. So that is awesome. However, b'shas hatzorech, under extenuating circumstances, when you're under pressing need, the Shelus Tshuvas Or Letzion says it would be permissible. And this is based upon Rashi in the Gemara in Shabbos. Because ein isur laniach maichol kineged eish, shebedaito losiru b'terem yischamim b'shir yatzo lettuce bow. Rashi says, as long as it doesn't reach yatzo lettuce bow, even though it could if you would leave it there, you're allowed to remove it away. So therefore, the Shelus Tshuvas Or Letzion combines this Rashi, yesh letzarif es das haposkim she'ein bishalach habishol b'dover lach shetstanin. There are those opinions that say there is no no such problem over here with Bishul. So if you can combine that opinion that says there's no problem at all, and then you can combine it with the opinion of Rashi says that there is no problem as long as you don't let it reach out to lettuce bow, then you'd be allowed to go and put it there. And this also is the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. What about putting a container of water inside a kli rishon? It will never reach the temperature of Yatzel Lettuce. So here, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, maybe you can, maybe you can't. Shema Osir, because Lefomim Yicholim Amayim Leschamim Bishir Yatzel Lettuce, because maybe it could reach that temperature. Baharizek Kinesinas Michael Agaba Yoesh, Kasher Yodim Shoesh Techabe Lefnesha Michael Yischamim Bishir Yatzel Lettuce. This we talked about yesterday. If you're allowed to put it on a timer, and you know the timer will go up before it reaches Yatzel Lettuce, you're still not allowed to do it. So maybe that's the same thing over here, he's mistopic. He adds, Laniach Michael Kineger Eish Lahofik Sinoso, but often Shaloyish Bashel El Matzi Shabbos. What about if you're going to put it there so it can't reach out to lettuce bow on Shabbos, but if you left it there long enough, it would go and after Shabbos reach out to lettuce bow. So Shabbos is over at 8 o'clock, let's say, and you put it there at 7 o'clock. Between 7 and 8, it won't reach it, but at 9 or 9:30, it would reach that temperature. So in this situation also, it's stopping where Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, im Osir Na. Because one could argue it's a gzera l'gzera, and maybe it should be permissible. What happens if somebody did this and they removed it before it reached Yatzel Lettuce Bow? So the Tila of David writes, Mutu l'ochlo b'Shabbos. There is no knas over here. You are allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Finally, Dirshu footnote number 98 brings down, Dover yove she'eno mevushel. If you have a dry food that has never been cooked, ve'eno nochel chai, and it's not eaten raw, so it needs to be cooked. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down over here, mutur lesito somuch la'esh, as long as it's not muktzah, you could put it near the fire. Afal pi sheyischamim b'shir sheyatzu lettuce bow, even though it will reach the yatzu lettuce bow, im eino yochol la'agia lidei shir shel tzli, o shel maichol ben drosoi. Here, we're not concerned with the yatzu lettuce bow, because that's not called edible yet. It's not edible raw, and it won't be edible at this low yatzu lettuce bow temperature, and it won't have been roasted, and it won't reach maichol ben drosoi status. And he adds from the Shulchan Aruch Harav that when the Shulchan Aruch Harav said that doing this is asur, that's only talking about ba'ofen shamaychul kvar roy lechila. That's when it's edible. And by heating it up now, you're going to make it roasted. That's why it's asur. And he adds furthermore, sheki devora mevura bi'eg letal. He says the eg letal agrees with this as well. However, he brings down that the Tilul of David and the Shvi'is of Shabbos disagree. And they say it's asur afchimun b'shir sheyatzu lettuce bow, even though it's not edible. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, Hevu adin bepeiros o shar dvorim hanecholim kemo shein chayin. The same halach he brings down from the Mordechai is true for fruits or other items that are able to be eaten raw. And he says, Ayin la'el simin reish nun dalet sif dalet, where this has been discussed. The Mishbur explains in Sif Kotin Sadi Aleph, Haina, we're talking over here. Sha'asu la'nichon b'mokom acham. You're not allowed to take these fruits over here or these other items that are dry and put them near the fire in order to take the chill out of them. L'hofik tzinosan. Because pen yishkach ad shi'itzolu, because you may forget them over there and then they'll get roasted. And even though they could be eaten right now raw the way they are, gam kinosa, you're still not allowed to do this over here. The shayach behem shein bishul, because if you were to leave them there, there would be a din of bishul over there. Shehem ishtabchim ayideze, because they do get better by being heated up. Taking the chill out of them, if you let it leave there and it will reach out to lettuce bow, so that will make it better. However, avolitnon rochok me'esh, but to put them far enough away from the fire, where it won't reach out to lettuce bow, but even if it's not something that's eaten raw, you are allowed to do it. In any event, you're allowed to go put a towel or ukleofera, some sort of lead utensil, near the fire in order to heat them up. What does that mean? So you have inside this either towel or utensil, this lead utensil, some food. It hasn't cooled off fully, and you'd like it to be hotter. This is permitted over here, even in a situation where it's close enough to the fire that you're concerned that maybe the lead utensil could melt over here, or that the towel would burn. Why is this not a concern? That would be cooking, so to say, or melting. You obviously don't want this towel to burn. You don't want this lead utensil to go and melt. You certainly don't want this. And likewise, you're not going to forget it over there because you don't want to have it destroyed. harbe, and you'll be very careful. And you'll be sure to take it away from there before it either melts or it burns the towel. Siv Tesvav. The Mechaber writes, Dover shin is bashel cold sarko, v'hu yovesh, shein b'morok. You have over here something that was previously cooked entirely, and it's now dry, it has no gravy at all. What's the din? Mutur l'hanicho kineged hamadur, you're allowed to put it near a fire. Afilu b'mokum shiatzu lettuce bo. The Mechaber says, in this situation, there's no bishul achar bishul, it's totally dry, there is no moist liquid on it, no gravy, no soup on it, and therefore you can put this thing, because ein bishul achar bishul, right next to the fire. You can put it on the fire, but you can put it right next to the fire, even in a place where it will reach yatzo lettuce bow. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Sadi Beis, the reasoning is, hatam, the kivin shekvar nispashel, it's already cooked, and as I said, shuv ein bezeh, mishum chashash bishul, there's no bishul achar bishul by a dover gush. Umiyu, however, alo eish mamish also mean the rabbanon. You can't put it directly on the fire, even though there is still no bishul achar bishul. If they should nira kimavashul, here you have a different iser of nira kimavashul. Avol bazeh shemamidu kineged hamadur, but putting it near the fire, she'ein derech bnei adam berov pamim levashul kach. Nobody normally cooks that way. Afilu iser the rabbanon leko. He brings from the Rashba that's not even an iser the rabbanon. And he says, ayim asher kasavda lekamei b'shem arosh. We previously learned the name of the rosh who holds shesover the somuch lemedura. Gamkin also, you shouldn't put it right next to the fire. You should place it a little bit further away from the fire so you won't come to go and rake the coals, and there is no concern of bishul in that situation. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Sadi Gimel. The e lo havi called sarko, if it hasn't been previously cooked all the way, afilim hayo davar yavish, even if it's a dry item, huroseach, and it's still hot, yeshba od bishon bishul, then there still would be a concern of bishul, as we've already learned in Sif Dalit. Umimela also la mido bimokum shatzo lezbo. In that situation, you would not be allowed to put it near the fire in a place where it reaches yatzo lezbo. Viavi davar lach, and if it's a moist item, afilim behold sarko, even if it's fully cooked, yeshba od bishon bishul, then it certainly has a problem with bishul, as we've already explained, if it cools off, even it's tani, lefi mashaposaka machaber, bereish Sif Dalit. As the Mechaber has already paskened. Sivkot and Sadi Dala, the Mishnah Berurah says, Keneged HaMadura, you can put it near the fire. Nokat Neged HaMadura Velo Eitzel HaMadura, why does he use the terminology Neged instead of Eitzel? Lahor Rosh HaTzorach LaHarchik Tzas Min HaMadura, you should keep it a little bit distanced away from the fire. Velochein Lo Chayshin HaShevayo Lachtos Beish, as I mentioned, you won't have in this situation concern of raking the coals. The Kivin Shetzrichu Chachom LaHarchik Tzas, as long as you have to put it further enough away, Isle HaKerot, that will remind you, Velo Osi LaChatuye, and you won't come to rake the coals, stir the stoke the coals, as was brought down in the name of the Rosh. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Ver'isi eiz achronim. I see some achronim, right? Shekosu demai rishaya osui medura bifnei atzmo. That's talking about a fire that's not in the oven. Avol kishemeduras eitzim hu besoch hatana, if it's in the oven itself, also lahach neshom kideri, you can't put something inside the oven, even afilu marchik etzas ben hamedura, if it's not over the fire directly. Kivin shu mokum sheyatzo lezbo, because it's in a place of yatzo lezbo, v'lo gora mimashem avor, besimun reishnu gimut, also lahach neshkideri, lekira sheno grufa. You're not allowed to put it into an oven that doesn't have a blech on it, so to say, inside an oven that's not covered up the coals. Do afilu em eno mamido somach leishim, we don't have it directly on the fire. Ach, im eno mamid esakdera ala karkoyes hataner, kim al ezek kli, hamavsik oziyesh loke. But you could put it on top of some kli that's not directly on the fire. That would be allowed, as we've already learned, in Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Gimel. Now the Ramah says, Hago, vafilu nitzdanin kfar, even if this dover gush that has been fully cooked is now totally cold, there is no bishul achar bishul in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Sadi, hey, the forish divrei mechaber bo demayri ben etzdanim. We're talking here, according to the mechaber, that it's totally cooled off, because that's the mechaber shita. Or lahochi lo hiter ela biyavish. That's why he only allows it if it's totally dry. As opposed to, as we'll see, in the Ramah, he'll bring down others that disagree. And now we continue in the Ramah. According to the mechaber, aval muroseach, afilu bedover sheyesh b'morok mutter. If it's still hot, then even if it has gravy on it, has marok, then it would be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Sadi Vav, Hainu sheyatzo letzbo. It doesn't mean boiling literally. It means that it's above yatzo letzbo. As long as it's retained its status of being yatzo letzbo, the gravy, and it has been fully cooked beforehand, then there is no problem to put it in a place where yatzo letzbo. Now, that is the opinion of the Mechaber. The Ramah now brings down v'yesh makilin lomar. There are those more leaning opinions that say the kol she'eno nos no al gabu yesh, as long as you're not putting it directly on the fire, oh hakira, or in the oven itself, mamish rach samachlo, you're only putting it nearby, afilu nitzdanein mutter. Even if it's cold gravy, you'd be allowed to go and put it over there. He brings this down for the Magid Mishnah in Perachot Beis in the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Sadi Zayin, explains, Poliga Mechaber, the Ramah is arguing here on the Mechaber, the Sfirulei Dafka Kishu Yovesh, the Mechaber only allows it if it's totally a Dover Gush. Abu Bedover Lach Shinitstanin, if it's liquidy and it's cooled off, Yesh Bishlach HaBishel. We'll discuss this a lot more tomorrow. That will end today's shir.